This is the listening test. There are three tasks for the test. For each task of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Remember, you must not speak during the test. And while you are listening, you can write your answers on the question paper of the testing notebook. Now, open your testing notebooks and look at Task 1, questions 1 to 6. You will listen to 6 recordings. There are 6 questions in this task. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 1. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey, Mark. What happened to you in the morning? You were supposed to be here at 8:45. We had to put off our meeting.
I know. Sorry. I thought my alarm clock was set for 6:30, but when I woke up, it was already 8:30.
But why did it take you so long to get to work?
Oh, don't ask. There was a car accident on the road and an awful traffic jam.
I see.
What time will we meet now?
At 11:30, and get down to work at once.
Now, listen again.
Hey, Mark. What happened to you in the morning? You were supposed to be here at 8:45. We had to put off our meeting.
I know. Sorry. I thought my alarm clock was set for 6:30, but when I woke up, it was already 8:30.
But why did it take you so long to get to work?
Oh, don't ask. There was a car accident on the road and an awful traffic jam.
I see.
What time will we meet now?
At 11:30, and get down to work at once.
Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 2.
Wow, what a beautiful painting in high contrast black and white. Did you paint it by yourself?
Actually, no. My brother did it. He's fond of painting. He studied art in Rome.
Uh-huh. I see. Have you got his other paintings?
We can drop to the gallery one day to see them, and some of my works are there as well.
Are you keen on painting too?
No, I'm more into photography. I especially like taking pictures of gardens and flowers. Nature appeals me a lot. I can spend hours outdoors for the perfect shot.
Great! Will you invite me to see your works?
Sure thing.
Now, listen again.
Wow! What a beautiful painting in high contrast black and white. Did you paint it by yourself?
Actually, no. My brother did it. He's fond of painting. He studied art in Rome.
Uh-huh. I see. Have you got his other paintings?
We can drop to the gallery one day to see them, and some of my works are there as well.
Are you keen on painting too?
No, I'm more into photography. I especially like taking pictures of gardens and flowers. Nature appeals me a lot. I can spend hours outdoors for the perfect shot.
Great! Will you invite me to see your works?
Sure thing.
Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 3.
Have you decided what desserts should we cook for the party?
I'm thinking of a selection of desserts. A cake, big and magnificent, as usual.
A cake is great, but let's have some ice cream as well. You know, I can't live without it.
Sure thing. With different flavors, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. Which one would you prefer?
All of them, indeed. What else are we going to make?
Can't say for sure. But I'm thinking of something light like fruit.
Good idea. That would be enough, I guess. A cake, ice cream, and a fruit.
Now, listen again.
Have you decided what desserts should we cook for the party?
I'm thinking of a selection of desserts. A cake, big and magnificent, as usual.
A cake is great, but let's have some ice cream as well. You know, I can't live without it.
Sure thing. With different flavors, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. Which one would you prefer?
All of them, indeed. What else are we going to make?
Can't say for sure, but I'm thinking of something light like fruit.
Good idea. That would be enough, I guess. A cake, ice cream, and a fruit.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 4.
I think that lack of water will be one of the greatest threats facing our planet in the future. According to the recent reports, in a 20-year time, serious water shortages will occur in the world. There are several reasons of a decrease of the amount of fresh water available to the world's population. The first factor that affects the situation is change of climate. Another main factor is our increasing needs. And these both factors are undeniable. Scientists recommend that we have to manage usage of water in a better way if we want to save the planet. Governments and people have to join their efforts and take actions immediately in order to prevent the disaster from happening.
Now, listen again.
I think that lack of water will be one of the greatest threats facing our planet in the future. According to the recent reports, in a 20-year time, serious water shortages will occur in the world. There are several reasons of a decrease of the amount of fresh water available to the world's population. The first factor that affects the situation is change of climate. Another main factor is our increasing needs. And these both factors are undeniable. Scientists recommend that we have to manage usage of water in a better way if we want to save the planet. Governments and people have to join their efforts and take actions immediately in order to prevent the disaster from happening.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 5.
It's a known fact that our city cars still remain the most popular transport, comfortable but expensive. That's why I prefer bus due to its convenience. I enjoy reading books while sitting on the bus or just playing on my phone. And now I'm thinking of buying a bicycle. This transport has a lot of benefits. The main is that it's a good way of doing exercise and so it's your chance to become healthy and happy. We can protect our environment as well. Hence, I think that the government should encourage people to use bicycles more. And it's our chance to resolve plenty of problems in our cities.
Now, listen again.
It's a known fact that our city cars still remain the most popular transport, comfortable but expensive. That's why I prefer bus due to its convenience. I enjoy reading books while sitting on the bus or just playing on my phone. And now I'm thinking of buying a bicycle. This transport has a lot of benefits. The main is that it's a good way of doing exercise and so it's your chance to become healthy and happy. We can protect our environment as well. Hence, I think that the government should encourage people to use bicycles more. And it's our chance to resolve plenty of problems in our cities.
Now, you have 10 seconds to look at question 6.
Helen, how did you become a farmer?
I didn't decide to become a farmer. It just happened. When my husband brought home Dowie, a little calf, it was clear that we couldn't eat an animal we had raised, let alone one with a name. So we didn't eat Dowie, but it was the start of our transition to farmers. We began raising animals for ourselves, The local all-natural market wasn't big that time, and our friends were begging to buy meat from us.
And that was the start of your own business, wasn't it?
Exactly. We soon opened up our own butchery shop. We now raise all kinds of meat, poultry, lamb, beef, pork, and it's all natural. When I'm asked how I can eat something that was once in my backyard, the answer is simple and easy. I just want to know what's on my plate and that the animal had a nice life. We don't name them anymore, though.
Now, listen again.
Helen, how did you become a farmer?
I didn't decide to become a farmer. It just happened. When my husband brought home Dowie, a little calf, it was clear that we couldn't eat an animal we had raised, let alone one with a name. So we didn't eat Dowie, but it was the start of our transition to farmers. We began raising animals for ourselves. The local all-natural market wasn't big that time, and our friends were begging to buy meat from us.
And that was the start of your own business, wasn't it?
Exactly. We soon opened up our own butchery shop. We now raise all kinds of meat, poultry, lamb, beef, pork, and it's all natural. When I'm asked how I can eat something that was once in my backyard, the answer is simple and easy. I just want to know what's on my plate and that the animal had a nice life. We don't name them anymore, though.
That is the end of test 1.